Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one on Polymarket, there are more people betting if adult toys are going to be thrown on the WNBA basketball courts than the games themselves. Also, why is the toy censored? That green monster isn't offending anyone. Maybe they need to change the logo for the WNBA for this. Apparently showing bedroom toys on YouTube these days might actually cause you to lose your account. This isn't what you think it is. It's actually a chainsaw in case the YouTube censors are wondering. Up next, liberals are thinking who's going to be picking the crops once the illegals are deported by ICE. Meet Juan Deere 3000. They also recently started losing their minds as ICE started painting the border wall black to make it too hot to climb up in the sun. But I think liberals better be more worried about how they will manipulate men with sex once the lover bots show up. I'm sure that all of us are waiting for our very own Cherry 2000 to arrive. Number 3, another popular adult star is gone at the tender age of 24. Why are so many of them dying young these days? They probably realize that no Chad will ever touch them again, so they end up self-deleting. Then again, maybe they're faking their death so they don't have to pay the IRS. Or it's possible that they're being poisoned by all the fillers that they're putting in their behinds and lips. Apparently this one got a blood clot from a butt enlargement surgery. Moving on, the ADL CEO is worried about the rising intermarriage rates in the Jewish community. But why? Doesn't he promote diversity as a wonderful thing? I thought that diversity was our strength. Wouldn't it be ironic if the Jewish community was just as easily influenced by propaganda as everybody else? This sounds like the Freudian slip of the year. At this rate, in 100 years, because of intermarriage, diluting Jewish genes, they'll mostly be Europeans. Number 5, the UK keeps falling further and further. Now their school children as young as 5 are writing Valentine's Day cards to asylum seekers. Gee, what could possibly happen as 9-year-olds write love letters to their newly arrived Mohammeds? Maybe this is some sort of new get-to-know-your-grapist-before-the-grape program. The teachers are perverts and it sounds like they're grooming their own students for what comes next. They even got the kids to pray to Mohammed. Up next, they say the demographics is destiny. Well, it's also intelligence. Here's the effect of mass immigration on national IQ. Looks like I'm right that East Asia, Eastern Europe, and the Balkans will take up the mantle of civilization from the West. Kind of like what happened with Byzantium in the Western Roman Empire. Our leaders want a population that's easier to control, and that suits Agenda 2030 perfectly. That 2.5% drop isn't equally distributed either. It's far worse in urban centers. Number 7, the IQ dropping is probably even worse in Canada. Here's that look you get on your face when you're at a Canadian university and realize that you need to use Google Translate more than doing basic research to finish your group assignments. Here's how I felt last summer when I went to Canada's Wonderland, the theme park just north of Toronto. It was 50% Indian. I was trying to feel nostalgic but was distracted by demographics. Moving on, this Asian woman holds the world record for the most failed driving tests at 959. I wonder at what point she just stopped trying to pass the tests and started failing intentionally. She could have come to Canada too. Many of our driving test personnel are easily bribed here as well. She really blows the stereotypes out of the water. I never would have guessed that a person from this background would have failed their driving test this many times. Asian women are great drivers, don't you know? Number 9, here's a modern myth that the people on top don't reproduce and that the people on the bottom do. Soon no one will be reproducing the natural way anymore. Even in India, the fertility rate is below replacement, and there's talk that in Africa, they will be below replacement in the next 20 to 25 years. The only reason people think Indians are reproducing more is because our governments are flooding Indians into our countries. It's going to be a fun collapse. Up next, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit teams up with Mattel on the first black Barbie with Down syndrome. She's a Downy and her skin is kind of browny. To be honest, she looks like a regular black person. Call me crazy, but I don't see the telltale signs of Down syndrome with this one. But what I really want to see is this version of Barbie. Although to be more realistic, I don't think the boyfriend should be included here. Number 11, behold the amazing effects of men going their own way. David's Bridal and Zales Jewelers going bankrupt. Men have single-handedly wrecked the wedding industry. Couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of scammers. Tricking us into thinking that diamonds are rare and women tricking us to put ourselves in a financial divorce court vice. I warned this was going to happen 10 plus years ago, when I was also working as a wedding photographer, ironically. Moving on, fecal bacteria levels are destroying the quality of water at an Alberta beach. The health officials tell people to avoid swimming there. It makes me wonder if the influx of Indian immigrants to Canada has something to do with this. In Ontario, they were pooping on a beach in a tent, allegedly. Is it bad that when we think of fecal matter in water, we think of peoples from the Indian subcontinent? I'm pretty sure it's nothing. Just wastewater leakage. Number 13, a man gets divorced and then wins the lottery right after. The look on her face says it all. But then again, you know that the family court judge is going to raise his alimony because you can't win at a rigged game. And you just know that still won't be enough for her and she's going to sue him. Based on his big win, it looks like she was the one holding him back. As far as I'm concerned, bro here won the lottery twice. Up next, a woman dated and had children with a man who was her son, that she put up for adoption. We'll look on the bright side. At least he was born instead of becoming just another abortion. Looks to me like the Sweet Home Alabama got intense in this family. Imagine telling their children that daddy is also your brother. And I don't mean that in an African-American sense. I thought that adoption agencies had procedures to help prevent cases like this one. Number 15, going back to India, looks like no matter who gets your wife pregnant, you, the husband, is still legally considered the father. Governments don't want to pay to help raise children if they don't have to. It's called the marital presumption of paternity. Places like France have even gone as far as to ban paternity tests so they don't have to be on the hook for paying for someone's bastards. And they're wondering why men aren't marrying anymore. Moving on, if the WNBA was smart, they would just embrace the green phallic symbol that was thrown on the court recently as their new mascot. Someone should make a costume like this and show up at one of the games, and watch people go crazy. They would probably come up to this mascot and kiss it and lick it, and in the most inappropriate ways. The halftime show could be tribbing and double-ended schlong challenges. Number 17, are you a video game completionist like me, or do you just keep buying new games once you get bored of the old ones, even though you never finish them? When I was a kid, unless I finished a game, it had this twisted power over me calling me back over and over again. That's why Nintendo Power Magazine was so powerful when I was young. Because without it, or that famous Game Genie, certain games were never passable. Up next, Thomas Sowell says that much of the so-called public service, aka government jobs, is make work for people with useless degrees. It gives them a decent income and purpose that they feel they deserve having because of their educations. Yes, and it needs to stop. And for that reason alone, I bet that Thomas Sowell is the most hated man in the black community, because he spits the facts. Some people working for the government told me that they work a max about a half hour to an hour a day. Number 19, looks like hypergamy strikes again. This woman wonders how to tell her husband he's no longer good enough for her, that there are dozens of men better than him at work that are also better looking, have better cars, and homes too. Most importantly, they have shown interest in her. People will say, "You go, girl, and divorce your husband." And when she does, the men at work will bang her a few times and lose interest in her as well. She's materialistic and will leave him and take his stuff, and then try and get together with another man to take even more stuff. Moving on to most women settle. This one says that if love was a choice, she would actually not be with her husband. Yes, all women settle unless they marry the hottest guy that they've ever smashed. Most men are just happy to be with any woman they find even the slightest bit sexually attractive. Here's the standard female delusion chart, and it shows that most women overrate themselves and underrate men. Most of them think they settled and regret not doing better. Number 21, with all the enrichment going on in the UK, 1 in 5 Britons say that they will engage in political violence to stop the national decline. I'll believe it when I see it. With the lowest testosterone levels on record and still falling, most younger men would never rise up. Those are the ones that matter because they have the physical strength to do something about the decline. People aren't even doing peaceful protests yet. Recently, a guy got arrested for saying he likes bacon. That's the sad state of Britain. Up next, this trans woman bus driver was triggered to throw herself in front of a train after being called sir by one of the passengers. To be fair, with that CTA cap on and masculine face, she did actually look like a sir. That certainly is one segment of the population and has more mental health problems than most others. Dude needs mental health and not a pronoun. But I guess that's one way to cure gender dysphoria. But it's sad taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Number 23, this sexually repressed lawyer, age 51, quit her career to create adult content. And of course, she probably paid the New York Compost to write this article about her, as a form of promotion. Then again, maybe it's really OF paying for all these articles recently. Since when does an old woman choosing to become a prostitute qualify as news? I guess she's gotta get those billable hours somehow. Here's the look you'll get on your face when you see her without anything on. Moving on, and speaking of sick, what are you supposed to juice with this? How about your mom? I'm sure she'd be happy if you did. Maybe you could toss it into WNBA court and watch them fight over it or something. It could also help if you've got constipation and usually pills aren't working. I've seen these in action though. They're called the American Blonde Juicer. They go so far up that they tickle her brain, if she even has one. Number 25 in the last one, imagine being Sydney Sweeney's brother. He looks more like Simp Sweeney. You just know that everyone treats him really well, hoping that he introduces them to his sister. For all we know, he might have played doctor with her while they were younger and her head got stuck in the dryer. There are many such cases like this out there. Imagine being the brother of Abby Shapiro. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.